Hey there. Welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Ben Olson. That's Nathan Fox. We're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We have an email here from Cole.
Cole says, hello, Ben and Nathan. I'd first like to offer thanks to you guys for putting out quality content through both the podcast and the Demon. I was using a different LSAT prep program for about 3 months before I discovered the podcast and made the switch to Demon Live shortly after. I am writing in with a GPA addendum draft that I would like some feedback on. I'm 5 years into working as a teacher and a coach, so there's not much I can do about my GPA at this time. However, there was a situation in a given year that I think qualifies as extenuating circumstances. Once you guys give it a look, I was hoping to get advice on whether to include it or not, or if there's anything that you would recommend adding or omitting. Okay, so we're going to take a peek at this little draft here.
My first reaction.
Holy shit. Okay.
Sounds like you have the same reaction. It's like, what? Is this a personal statement or a GPA addendum? Looks really long.
The first paragraph is just talking about you getting a D and two C's and reducing your GPA. No kidding. Then finally, in the next paragraph, you get to the apartment complex that I was renting was hit by a tornado. Your building got condemned. Everything you owned was bulldozed with the rest of the structure. You then worked at Walmart nights to replace these items. I would just make it one paragraph.
Yep.
Right? Like, and lead with it.
Yeah, lead with the tornado.
Right. Lead with the tornado and then finish up with, you know, my grades suffered mightily that semester in a way that they never suffered any other time in my record. And I have a 3.9 GPA for the last year and a half of my undergraduate studies, which you do say at the very end of this long addendum.
I also there's this weird thing here. I have accepted responsibility for the decisions I made during this time and learned many lessons as a result. I'm glad that you're taking responsibility for the fact that you got bad grades, even though this bad thing happened to you. You don't want to just say it's all the tornado's fault and, oh, whatever. But I don't know that I would bring that attention to it. I would just keep this very short and factual. In the spring of 2016, my building was hit by a tornado. I lost all my things and as a result started working at Walmart to replace them. Before then and after then, my grades were an average of 3.9 or something like that. Let's just not get into the whole responsibility thing. Just say, this is what happened and done.
Yeah. If you were ever going to go ahead and let something take the blame, a tornado that destroyed your house, just it's like you could just say it was impossible for me to get the, you know, I was working at Walmart overnight and maybe you could say I should have dropped the classes, but you could also say it was too late for me to drop the classes or something like that.
Yeah. Or even just like immediately shift focus to my grades before that time and after that time were high and let the person just be like, okay, yeah, I get wow, weird experience. I'm sure the problem with going in and getting into like responsibility and like, oh, I should have done this or I could have done this, invites, I think, more analysis and more focus on that time period as opposed to let's turn our focus. Look, there's some shit that happened here, but I'm a 3.9 generally. And these addendums aren't going to do that much anyway. So let's get on to the story. Let's get on to the 3.9 and then move on.
Make it real short so that they can just get back to your personal statement, your resume, all of the things that are good about your application instead of dwelling on this one semester and you endlessly rehashing whose fault it was. Or, you know, heavy-handedly taking the blame for it. It's like kind of nice, I guess, but it's also like, why are you wasting my time with this one page? You had a bad semester because your shit got hit by a tornado.
Your house was razed. Okay, got it. Yep. That's what's going to happen. This person, look, they're reading hundreds of these applications. Whether they even get to your GPA addendum or not is a question that's up in the air. And once they get there, they're not going to want their time wasted with some sad story. They're just going to want to say, what? Okay, you got bad grades. Don't get into the specific grades. They already know you had bad grades. So just say, in this semester, I got hit by a tornado, blah, blah, blah. And they're probably going to not even finish the GPA addendum. They're probably going to say, oh, okay, got it. Back to my other job.
Yeah. I'm going to skip some of this, but I mistakenly took the February test and scored a 161. This was before I started listening to the podcast. I also applied in March for this cycle before I was aware that that was an idiotic idea. I hope you've withdrawn those applications because you know you're going to end up applying with a much better application than a 161. You're going to do way better than that. With a 152 cold, you're going to do way better than that. On the bright side, I do have addendums, personal statements, etc., written for this cycle to use once I get my highest possible LSAT. Okay, you've got to start on those things. You might want to revise them. Especially, you want to shorten that addendum dramatically.
I also don't know why you have plural for addendums.
And personal statements. After my LSAT demon enlightenment, I have realized that I can go to law school for little to no money. I plan on taking the June administration along with the August administration, depending on how June goes. Thanks, Cole. Yeah, and Cole, you've also got September and I think October lined up after that. So you've got many bites at this apple, and all you got to do is get one, you know, get one good piece of the test. And you'll have a score that will, yeah, be much more indicative of your promise than the sad 161 that you applied with late in the previous cycle.
Thanks for writing in, Cole. Keep us updated. Email daily at LSATdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.